And I know our next guest has been working on this front as well, so I want to spend a little time talking about it. Craig Bohl is the former NDSU coach. He, of course, coached Carson Wentz and a few other players I forget that might be in the NFL. And now he heads
up. Josh Allen guy.
Yeah, I forgot. Anyway, he's given up his post in beautiful Wyoming to be the head of the Coaches Association. Joins us now for an exclusive interview right here on the program. And thank you for doing this, Craig. We appreciate that.
You bet. Let's talk a little college football, kind of a relief of all these other things that are going on out there. The good news is college football has never been more popular. And the challenge, though, as we move forward, we've got some choppy water. I'm convinced that when I took this job, Scott, some people said, great, Craig, you're in charge. The good old days are back. And I said, well, that horse left the barn. But it doesn't mean we can't have good days moving forward. And so as we work through this ever-changing landscape, I think if we can get the right stakeholders at the table, Scott, that we can really really make a difference and make some measured decisions that for the betterment of the student athletes and the college football enterprise.
Yeah, quick, speaking of college football, I know your former team is down at South Dakota playing the Bunnies or something. I forget down there. Do you think you think they win by two or three touchdowns this weekend? What do you
think?
Well,
you know what? If Tim Polasek can call up some right plays and everything else, I think it's going to be a heck of an opportunity. I can tell you, I've watched a lot of college football around the country at the highest levels, so to speak, highest levels. Those two teams can match up with just about anybody else out there, and so it should be a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I mean, that's such good football. It's amazing. It's threatened, isn't it, given what's going on, and mostly because the FBS is obviously going to have a lot of juice in D.C.,
right.
And therefore the FCS might be left behind. Is that too strong, Craig?
Well, I don't know if I would characterize it exactly like that, but there's certainly some concerns. I spent some time with your representative, Judy Fedorchak, and she brought up some concerns if we give just a carte blanche pass that some of the larger conferences are going to try to garner all the TV exposure, all the TV dollars, and disseminate those. And so you've seen some real, staging behind the scenes. Cody Campbell is a guy who's really close with President Trump. He's a former Texas Tech offensive lineman. He was really concerned about where college athletics is at and really felt like his proposal might have a more fair and equitable balance. But I can tell you some of the rural states – some of their representatives are concerned about how the whole pie is going to be divvied up.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that. First of all, anytime you're dealing with Congress, I mean, ouch, right? I mean, it's just and they got a lot going on, to be fair. I mean, they really do. There's certainly a lot going on. And Senator Kramer told me that in the portion of the interview we didn't get a chance to share. He's like, Trump loves football, right? I mean, Trump called Kevin Kramer within a minute of the national championship game ending, saying that isn't just a good team, that's a great program. I mean, they're, you know, right? So he's watching it and loves football. Mm-hmm. And I think there's even an element of Donald Trump being very Teddy Roosevelt-like in his desire to, save football. And this is what it might be. But this to me seems like, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, red, blue, green, that everybody could actually get in the room and agree on. Is that, you see any of that happening?
Well, in certain lanes, one of the things that the AFCA has done is what is acutely problematic to all our coaches is now with the influx of a huge amount of money that players can be compensated, and you can be on different sides of the fence on whether that's the case, but this is our reality. Players are at the table with a portion of the revenue. But what had occurred was it attracted some really, really marginal characters to come in and represent these players. And certainly they need representation. You have certain players that are getting a $2 million contract. And so an agent representation is really appropriate and needed. But what has occurred is some of the predatory actions by some of these guys, not all of them, but they basically will go into maybe some underserved areas. And, you know, I've seen examples of parents relinquishing their guardian rights to an agent who's promised them that their son is going to make $500,000. And when they're worried about the light bill, they say, go ahead. And then they move these players across state lines. And all they're really concerned about is just trying to come up with a fee where the NFL will operate at like 3%. These guys are charging 25 to 30%. And the reason why I'm saying all this is the AFCA's lobbied Congress. We've been up to Capitol Hill, both on the House side and the Senate side. And in one area where they all can agree on is they don't want to see young people being exploited. And that's what's going on right now. So we're in hopes that, you know, whether it's the SAFE Act or the SCORE Act, I have been told by some members, if that all gets blown up, they're willing to go ahead and make a standalone bill on the floor, and which would, you know, deal with these agents. And my dear friend, Senator Tuberville, when I met with him, you know, he said, well, I see the problem, but he said, you'll never get a standalone bill. And I think maybe because of some of the discourse that may have a lane to at least have a bipartisan appeal.
Yeah, no kidding. And actually, Senator Cramer, I think, was telling me that off the air yesterday because he wants to reconnect with you. He talked to Tommy Tuberville about this, and Tuberville said, we just got to get Trump to pay attention. Tuberville has less juice with Trump now because he's leaving to go run right for governor. So there's all these, you know, crazy angles that are going on. But I have a couple NIL questions specific to this. And what you just described to me is something very important in this. These agents that are ripping these kids off are robber barons. They are robber barons, and they ought to be stopped dead in their tracks. And everybody ought to agree with that, from Elizabeth Warren on down. So very important point. Kev Flynn, for Coach Bull, what's your question?
Hey, Coach, Kevin Flynn. Regarding the NIL and the portal, I think the portal's devastated college football, college athletics, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. But talk about the coaching with that, as that came in while you were, you know, in the,
right.
you know, the front of that. You've got all of a sudden, you've got to come up with money. You've got to come up with whatever sort of products. You've got to come up with certain, certain lunch menus and things too. I mean, you know, what did that add to the dynamic of just coaching college athletes?
Well, you know what? It really had an impact on me. I was at the tail end of my tenure, and kind of an old school guy, learned a lot from Coach Osborne and implemented all those things at NDSU. And we were in the process of working that through at Wyoming. I think you mentioned off air of identifying a player like Josh Allen and some of our other guys, and along with Carson Wentz. What occurred to me at the tail end of my career, some of these guys were given opportunities, and I was all for it, for them to be able to go out and make a ton of money. It forced me to evolve. But what really concerned me, guys, is just the potential fallout of the academic mission of what we're really trying to accomplish for guys to graduate, you know, go out and get a meaningful job, become husbands and fathers and, you know, really make a difference in our world, in our society. And so I was really concerned about the academic mission. When you have players who are transferring five times, there's no way that their college degree is going to allow them, because every time you transfer, you lose credits. And so that's a kind of a missing message right now that I think people do care about.
For sure. You know,
and solid answer.
It is. I'm with you guys. The opportunity ought to be there for them to get something, but it's gotten ridiculous and the agents are winning more. And you're giving us a masterclass in all this today, Craig.
And so many of those kids are not going to go play professional football.
Right. That's the other thing.
You're raising citizens. We ought to be coaching citizens.
100%. And speaking of that, my friend Brad Berry coached the UND hockey team for a lot of years, and he was more a dad to these kids than anything. And many of them would stay just because they understood, number one, they were getting the development that their drafted teams wanted them to get, but they were getting a dad who's building character. And now the new coach is sort of saying, and what Brad wanted to do is play in both lanes. There's some players that you need to keep, so do what you got to do there. But the other guys are going to, you know, see the value in just staying there and getting better. The new coaches up there and a lot of the alumni at UND for hockey have said, screw anybody that doesn't want to be here. You don't want to be here and play for this team. We don't want you either. Get out of here. you know, and go in the portal. That's not the right approach either long term, is it, Craig?
No, it really isn't. And you know, one of the things that we were able to accomplish as the AFCA in football, we were unique. I know that both you two had talked about the portal and what that all means, but we had two windows, and it really became unbelievably problematic on guys coming and going, and coaches were trying to maintain a roster after the spring, and you had new guys show up and in the summer. And, you know, I can't equate it to other sports, but football is an unbelievably competitive and unbelievably complex game where you have different subsets. What an offensive left tackle does is quite frankly different than what the left corner does. And so we were able to pass a proposal that did work through the NCAA, thank goodness, of one window. But I can tell you here's what I will say, guys. When you're sitting in the living room of we're not talking about the young man whose father is an attorney that he plays golf at the country club with his son every day or every weekly. We're talking about, you know, well, maybe it's a rural kid from West Virginia who's, you know, they're living on food stamps right now, and the mom's trying to pay off the electric bill, and somebody comes in and says, you can make $500,000. And that's going to have a change on where they're at financially. So I think we can't throw the baby out with the, whatever that word Coach Osborne used to say, with the bathwater. I do think there needs to be a balance here and recognize these players have an opportunity for some significant payment. I know one of the coaches just mentioned.
Just hold that thought, because we're going to go to the break here, and you wanted to mention one of the coaches we just talked about. But I would say to you, I get it. A mom on food stamps is going to say, this is our lotto, and my precious kid is going to do great things. So I'm going to say we're blessed. But you could probably make the argument if they do this right in college, they're going to make a lot more money in the NFL. So how do you help bridge the gap? There's somebody that needs the money. I give her $100,000, she'd be thrilled. You know. So let's talk more about that. Craig Bohl, famous coach, with us on the show. Wow. The Foo Fighters are coming to Fargo, Kev tells me.
Yes, sir. September 12th. Tickets go on sale, I believe, Halloween.
Have they ever not been a big deal? Today. Have they ever kind of faded and now they're coming back?
No, they've always, it's 90s. It's 90s stuff.
It.
But Dave Grohl, big fan of Dave Grohl since the Nirvana days. And I've never seen him, so I'm in on this show.
Well,
sure.
A story I won't get into today, but Donald Trump has made a promise to come to the Fargo Dome. They have kind of a liberal director of the Fargo Dome. So he's always like, I don't know, they'd have to pay in advance. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But can you imagine if Donald Trump came, and one of the reasons he wants to come is because Elton John played at the Fargo Dome, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he wants to beat that record. That's very Trump-like. I told Kevin Cramer earlier, look, last time I checked, North Dakota's on the way to China. Just stop here on the way. And then Craig,
we have a runway.
Yeah, Coach Bohl and him could figure everything out in the house the Bison built. You know, I just think it's genius. So, Coach, about 5 minutes left, and I want to give you as much time as possible here on this important topic. You mentioned something about a coach you wanted to bring up before the
break. Well, you know what I am saying is Coach Osborne at the height of his career made $600,000. If you run the numbers, even if you look at cost of inflation and everything else, what coaches now are making, you got coaches making $13 million. And so I think as coaches, we need to be guarded if we're saying all the players want to do is get paid when they're making $13 million a year. To me, I think that needs to be a more measured approach and more measured look on that.
Yeah.
Because I don't see any of these coaches turning down $13 million. I mean, you got a defensive coordinator who's making $3 million. When I was a DC at Nebraska, I made $120,000. And I'm not saying coaches don't deserve compensation, but there needs to be a fair, balanced approach.
Well, you head up the Coaches Association. If you get all those coaches in the room, maybe except Nick Saban, who's more worried about his money and fame than he is fixing anything.
You said it, I didn't.
I understand.
You said it, I didn't.
Tommy Tuberville told me that. The coach from Alabama told me that, for crying out loud. So I'm not speaking out of school. But I'm saying if you got all of them in a room, from Brad Berry to every good football coach, Brad Berry made more money than he ever even needed, $750,000 coaching the team. But they should, by the way. Five most important people in North Dakota are the governor, okay? the presidents of the two universities, NDSU and UND, and the hockey coach at UND and the football coach at the Bison. Prove me wrong. If you got them all in the room and said, let's take 25% less and let's put up a loan of some kind that we can give parents or families to say, just wait, don't take the first check that comes, because the check bigger will come when they get to the NFL, the NHL. Would that work, Craig?
Well, I know we had a long conversation with Senator Blackburn from Tennessee, and she proposed something like that, that some of these funds would go into, say like a savings account that would be distributed once they graduated. I think that there's some hurdles there. But one thing you said, Scott, one of the reasons why we engaged Congress as the AFCA is sometimes our coaches are put off to the side. It's like you coaches just call more passes on first and 10, and we know more about how to move college football forward. And doggone it, guys, we're tired of that. Our voices are going to be heard. We're the practitioners. And, there's all kinds of ideas, Scott. I do on the last part, though, here, we were talking about agents, and I want you to circle back here. Here would be our plan to see if this would make sense. We're asking that there be a national registration of any agent. We're saying that they have to have a salary cap of 5%. We have to say that there has to be some national enforcement. And we have to say that there needs to be transparency. To me, those are a win-win.
Right.
And right now, we have nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's our position right there. And it's, like I said, it's resonated with both sides of the aisle.
Should pass 99-0 in the Senate and 435-0, and President Trump signs it at the Fargo Dome in 30 seconds. I think it's a brilliant idea. And I'm guessing, Craig, it's going to happen. I mean, it's a good enough idea. There's just so much going on. A couple questions from our audience I want to get to, and I only have so quick answers, quick questions. Listener says, top 30 schools pay so much money. They should be in a league of their own. They can play for their own championship, pay for play league, let the normal colleges play for their own championships. Good idea or bad?
I think it's a bad idea. I know it's been floated around, but I do think this, on any given Saturday, you're going to find somebody go out there. So all those people that said NDSU had no business playing the Minnesota Gophers, like Sid Hartman, look what those NDSU kids did. And look at the impact that made. So please don't take that opportunity away from those guys.
Yeah, good point. Ask Craig if there will be something for compensating schools that spend time developing players they lose through the portal.
Yeah, here's my suggestion is that, say like at NDSU or Wyoming, we spend the revenue or resources to get them bigger, stronger, coach them. Okay, if you want to go to, say, this other school for $500,000, well, there's a buyout. When I was at Wyoming, my buyout was $9.5 million. If I wanted to go to one of these other schools, I was writing a check for $9.5. The school needs to be compensated, and I think there are some real legs to that.
Hey, you're a Patriot, and you're a great football coach, and last time I checked, they paid you okay at Wyoming. You could be on a beach somewhere with Ryan, and you're doing this because you care, so we appreciate you.
You know, I appreciate being on this. North Dakota's got a great times with me. Thanks for having some time with college football, guys.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. It's important.
Out of your bride.
It's a quality of life thing for a lot of people, and that's a good mental health thing in this crazy world we live in. Coach Craig Bull with us today.